Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Bill.
Good evening to you, Philip, and good evening to all our friends. You know, each show has its own life, and
right.
Today, this show's got a special meaning. A meaning for us being American, but a meaning especially for you, Philip. You want to tell us what today is?
Today is the Marine Corps birthday, Bill.
And we want to say happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. Today is the 236th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps, a day celebrated by the nearly 60,000 Marines stationed here in San Diego County, and all Marines past and present, parades, ceremonies, formal balls, and traditional cake cutting. Let me ask you something, buddy. this celebration Marine Corps means an awful lot to you guys, because I hear this all the time. You know, I'm Army. Sometimes I feel like I'm all by myself here, but I hear over and over, once Marine, always Marine, right?
That's correct, Bill.
Well, why don't you put us in the mood? Give me something. Tell me something. Get me up off the chair. Get everybody off the chair. What do you got that can get us up off the chair? Let's start this off.
Right now, Bill, this is going to be the Marine Corps hymn, Bill. And this is...
probably one of the easiest recognized songs in the world.
This is called Halls of Montezuma, Bill. Stop it for a reason, Bill. I forgot to tell everybody that this is the Marine hymn by the Marine Corps Band, Semper Fidelis to everybody.
Marine Corps Band, is that like Washington? Where they at? You know,
yeah, they're in Washington.
This is the big ones. Okay.
This is the big boys.
Recognized songs in America, and If you're an enemy of America, that's probably the last song you want to hear coming at you. Do you agree with that, my brother?
That's correct.
Wow. So you joined the Marine Corps. You joined, I was a draftee in the Army, but you joined, you felt there's something you wanted to do. Was there a challenge you wanted to place upon yourself instead of the Army, Navy, Air Force?
No, Bill, actually it was a judge, a DA, by a lawyer, and a recruiter in the back of the courtroom.
Was this in Chicago?
That's correct, sir. It was a 3-year tour. Nope, not good enough. We want this guy gone for a while. That was from the judge.
Wow.
Turned in 4 years. Nope, it's still not long enough. 6 years, Bill. First one was 6 years.
I wonder if anybody out there listening can also kind of relate to that story. I wonder if anybody else was encouraged.
Back in the day, we were, you were encouraged, Bill.
Yeah.
I went from the courthouse to the airport. Arrived in Parris Island.
So you did your basic training in Parris Island?
Yeah. That's where they make the real Marines, Bill. Not these California Hollywood guys.
Oh, you know, I don't even start the shit, really, man. The show just got started. Never mind people calling in. They may be driving down there to discuss that with you, sir.
That's okay. I'm not hiding, Bill. They can call in if they want. The number's 347-826. As a matter of fact, it's 7753. As a matter of fact, Bill, we have a caller. This is from the Boston area. 978?
Boston, you're on the air, brother.
Training bras.
No.
Oh, we're not talking about training bras tonight, brother. This is a salute to the Marine Corps.
Let it go.
hang on for a minute,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, pervert.
Hang on for a minute, Pete.
But you're off, pervert, Pete.
Hello, caller from 646.
646, you're live. Talk to us.
Somewhere out in New York? Or you just want to listen tonight?
I wasn't really planning on speaking up. This is actually my first time listening to the show. I just took it off mute. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Tell us where you're at, because we keep track of everybody. We're worldwide.
I'm in New York City, borough of Queens.
Okay.
I run a motorcycle advocacy organization here called the New York Motorcycle and Scooter Task Force.
Oh, okay. And if you'd like to send some stuff for the blog, which gets 40,000 hits a day, you can send it to my email address. I'll put it up in the chat room a little bit if you're signed on online. If not, you can get it off the show page that you found to get in here.
Okay, I'll take a look at the show page. I'm on the road right now.
Okay, if you got something you want to share with us that's important, please feel free to call in. We need to discuss this because what happens in New York today is going to affect me in California tomorrow. Now we got
to. Yeah, I know, and vice versa.
Whenever you, anytime you get some time, you want to share information with us because we welcome all motorcycle rights organizations. We write anybody who wants to talk about motorcycles.
That's terrific. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So if you want to, I can leave you unmuted, and if you want to make a comment or say anything, then just chime in. By the way, your name is?
I'm sorry about that. I know I forgot something important. My name is Brad.
Brad, okay. I'm Philip.
And I'm Bill.
And this is
Welcome
Bill.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Welcome to the show.
We're pretty excited because the birthday of the Marine Corps, and saying again, while I was in the Army, Philip is, his chest is all puffed up. He's all hearing this music again, and oh God, it's going to be a long show. I can tell.
Well, you know, Bill, since you brought that up, I can give you some flashbacks to boot camp if you'd like.
I was in the Army. We didn't have much. It wasn't really much for us to do.
Well, this was something to do for us. You might enjoy this, Brad. Pete, are you still there, Pete?
See, you put Pete
daily, but yeah.
You put him asleep.
Okay, just hang on. You guys will enjoy this. This is
flashbacks
from boot camp, Bill.
Right. I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave Island. If you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved corps. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your name, scumbag?
Sir, Private Brown, sir.
Bullshit, from now on you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my household.
Sir, yes, sir.
John Wayne, is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toed cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody, huh? The very fucking godmother said, I'll fucking stand it. I will PT you all until you fucking die. I'll PT you until your assholes are sucking buttermilk. Was it you, you scroungy little fuck?
Ah, sir, no, sir.
You little piece of shit, you look like a fucking worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
Well, no shit. What have we got here? A fucking comedian, Private Joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and chip down your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved gold?
Sir, to kill, sir.
So you're a killer.
Sir, yes, sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir.
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
Ah!
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
Ah!
You don't scare me. We're coming.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your excuse?
Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what?
Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir. How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir.
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you a Peter Pepper?
Sir, no, sir.
I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you. Did your parents have any children that lived?
Sir, yes, sir.
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. What's your name, fat body?
Sir, Leonard Lawrence, sir.
Lawrence, Lawrence, what, of Arabia?
Sir, no, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Sir, no, sir.
Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Sir, no, sir.
I don't like the name Lawrence. Only faggots and sailors are called Lawrence. From now on, you're Gomer Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pyle? Do you think I'm funny?
Sir, no, sir.
Then wipe that disgusting grin off your face.
Sir, yes, sir.
What are you fucking tied, sweetheart?
Sir, I'm trying, sir.
Private Pyle, I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Exactly 3 fucking seconds to wipe that stupid-looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. 1, 2, 3.
Sir, I can't help it.
Bullshit, get on your knees, scumbag. Now, choke yourself. God damn it, with my hand, I'm nuts. Don't pull my fucking hand over there. I said choke yourself. Now lean forward and choke yourself. Are you still grinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I still can't hear you. Sound off like you've got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's enough. Get on your feet. Private Pyle, you had best square your ass away and start shitting me tippity cup links. or I will definitely fuck you up. Sir, yes, sir.
Parris Island, South Carolina, the United States Marine Corps Recruit Depot. An 8-week college for the phony tough and the crazy brave.
Mama and Papa were landing.
You know, was that Hollywood, or was that really like the first day at the training for you?
No, it was, hey, Bill, you know, I'm going to tell
I'm
you,
asking
that was,
you.
That was supposed to be in the 60s. Things were different then. When I went in, it was, as they say, quote, now politically incorrect, they couldn't touch you.
Yeah.
But they did touch you, but they, you know what I mean. But like then, they used to beat the shit out of you.
1969, I got drafted, and it was 1970, no more physical abuse. We used to line up when the sergeant walked down the hallway, and every now and then, he'd, with our backs to the wall, he'd just slam us in the stomach hard as he can. I remember after 6-7 weeks, he said, Kennedy, why do you keep falling down? And I'm thinking to myself, well, because you keep hitting me, you fucking idiot. But, you know, you don't say that, but I'm thinking, how I dealt with my training was, when he was screaming at me, nose to nose, eye to eye, I would not lose contact with that person, but I would check my front axle on my motorcycle. I'd work my way up. I'd pull my front spark plug out. Is it white? Is it black? Is it chocolate? Do I need to adjust it? Check the second spark plug. Pull my oil out. I would do tune-ups over and over and over, so I would remind myself, they have my body. They do not have my mind at all. That's what kept me through all that crazy bullshit, especially that beating stuff. That was getting on my last good nerve easy. How the hell am I supposed to let somebody hit me and I can't hit back? What is that crazy shit?
Work.
Oh, by the way, Claire, I gotta tell you, second week they said to me, Kennedy, you want to go to Stockade? And I said, yeah, that sounds like, let me tell you about bad time. You're going to make up all the Stockade time. I said, no, we're not going to do that shit. And I was thinking, hell, I'd do Stockade time, but no, make up time? No. But again, I was in the Army, and I had like a cruise ship compared to what you guys had out there, obviously.
Cruise ship your ass. You ever been on a Navy ship at sea, Bill?
No, I don't think that's my forte. I don't want to, you know.
Well, I know you're a landlubber, but.
Yeah, I get seasick doing anything with that. Being on a ship for like 6 months with just a bunch of guys, I don't know. Not complaining against the Navy. We love the Navy, but, you know, just not my style. But then again, I don't think I do the Air Force riding the planes either. That's probably not me.
No, that's probably not a good idea to piss anybody off on that
1969,
one,
I went in and,
you know,
like the last class, they could still physically beat you. That really irked me.
You know, I forgot to do something at the beginning of the show, Bill. You think I might want to do it now after all the language we had?
We're a little late on this one, but yeah,
I know, but
we have to apologize.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
That was most appropriate, and we would encourage everybody to call in. And if you don't like what the fuck we're saying or how we're saying it, you know, just call some other show. We don't care. We're not here to win popularity contests. We're here to talk about different subjects. And tonight is the Marine Corps birthday. Do we have any Marines called in yet?
No.
Okay.
We have Brad. Brad, is that right, Brad?
From New York.
From New York?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get on a roll here with all this Marine stuff, and I lose track of things.
But it's only one day a year, Brad. We'll be over it soon enough.
Hoorah.
Long one day for me, though. Brad, you doing any military time at all? Brad, you serve any military time at all?
Sorry about that. It's a little hard to hit the mute button while I'm driving. No, I haven't. Serve time? Military? No, not military.
Oh, okay. What about Boston?
Unfortunately, following orders is something I was never really good at, so that would not have ended well.
Yeah, I wasn't too good at it either, but they broke me of that.
Imagine they must.
I think it was after the first. Well, actually, Bill, you know, when I got off the bus and stood on the yellow footprints, I'm only 5'8". This guy had to be 5'4", maybe 100 pounds wet. But he impressed the hell out of me.
You know, I'd like to share something, because when I got drafted, they took everybody here from North San Diego County. We took the same bus up. Toughest kid I know is a guy named Kent. His nickname was Critter. He had a knucklehead, an EL model, you know, chopper and all that stuff in the old days. From Oceanside to L.A.'s, about 100 miles, give or take.
Yeah, it's like 89 or 91, depending on
the I listened to this guy sitting next to me. Toughest kid I know. His name was Kent. Toughest kid I know kept saying he screwed up his life. He's going to make something of it. The going in the military is the best thing ever happened to him. Now, Kent had stabbed two people in school. Didn't kill him, but he stabbed him. And just recently broke into a UPS warehouse. So he's got some marketable skills. I haven't done a damn thing wrong. Well, after basic induction, they're trying to put me on the bus. And I'm looking down at Kent. Kent's sitting on the curb and his feet are in the gutter. Toughest kid I know. And I said to him, Kent, why? He's crying. The toughest kid crying. He said, they won't take me because I have a criminal record. And I'm thinking, I ain't stabbed nobody. I ain't broken in no damn warehouses. Why the hell are you going to take me when you have to train me to do that? Kent Twitter is a perfect candidate. And the sad thing about that, Kent lasts about, I think, 4, maybe 5 years, and the drugs got him finally and all that. But I can't understand that. We wouldn't send people with criminal records over to fight because we don't want that type of an image. Wow. But send people like me over who, you know, anyway, enough of that. I digress. So get back to the Marine Corps there. You're here for how many weeks?
12.
Yeah, you know, that's actually pretty interesting stuff, by the way, because at one point I sort of was given a choice about either going into the service or going to school, because choice number three was actually prison.
Yeah, I was going along the same route. Like I said earlier, it was me, the judge, my lawyer, the district attorney, and my recruiter. Started out with 3 years, went to 4 years, and then went to 6 years. At 6 years, everything was dismissed and dropped, and my record's clean. But it was a long flight.
But they're being hypocrites, because you had committed whatever crime you committed. You were guilty, and the judge said, rather than give you a guilty verdict, we'll put you in the Marine Corps. Okay,
exactly.
We got some other guy. He's been convicted. He's guilty. They won't send him over because he's already convicted.
No, he wants to.
Jesus, yeah. Good, Brad.
That's tragic.
It was tragic. They took me. That's the tragic part. Lucky for me, the Army sent me to Air Force schools right away. And I never was much of a warrior.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Brad. I received an email today. And it was about motorcycle safety. But in Pennsylvania, I guess today, they just banned texting while driving.
Oh, good.
Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't, but I'm very happy to hear that. Unfortunately,
yeah, and,
it's kind of sad that you have to take every kind of little stupid thing that people do and specifically itemize it to be illegal.
That's correct. You know, it says here, this is from Peter Horst. He's an AMA spokesman, but his comment was, the MMA is encouraged by the number of states taking action to penalize distracted driving activities such as texting while operating a motor vehicle. Distracted or attentive driving has become a major concern to the motorcycle community. You know, the other day, Bill, I was driving home, and I'm going, you know, I was splitting lanes.
This is a long story or short story?
No, short story.
Okay,
and the guy had a Kindle sitting on the steering wheel. He was reading a book while he was driving.
He had a what?
He had like one of those Kindles.
Oh, Kindle.
Like an iPhone,
yeah.
You read a book.
You have to describe that because, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff at all. It seems sad in this country, though, that I always said that today the Wright brothers, if they're going to try to fly their airplane, because of all the red tape, they never could possibly make it. If my grandfather, who's passed away many, many years, if he were to wake up, he wouldn't know where he is today, because the country he grew up in and the country that he passed away, it's no longer here. Red camera lights on the intersections, I don't know.
No, as well as that law that came out today, Bill, about the license being horizontal instead of vertical.
Right.
California just came out with a law today. Well, they've had it, but they updated it today, where your plate has to be horizontal now, not vertical.
So it can't run the,
yeah.
the same.
So
it can't run the same thing as
the
Shark.
I see a lot of weird stuff about the plates.
I'm sorry?
I see a lot of weird stuff going on about the plates. I know that people in New York are getting ticketed for having the vertical plates, even though it's technically not illegal here. And the owner of a Harley shop was complaining that some of his customers are getting tickets because some of the Harleys now have hinged plate holders. And apparently that is kind of illegal in New York. And the funny thing is, that's actually also illegal in Wisconsin, where the damn things are made.
That's true. And then in Florida, I think it's a felony. If I'm not mistaken, I got an email on that last year, and they turned it into a felony. Remember, we had that.
Yeah,
it also
goes back to what we talked about before. How can I live in California, go to Sturgis or go to Daytona? How can I drive across this wonderful country? I'm an American citizen. I'm driving on American roads, and in every state I come to, the laws are different.
It's getting very complicated.
Shouldn't I be allowed to? Why can't we have equal laws? Why is it each state? There is one city in New Mexico. Mexico is a helmet-free state. There's one city in New Mexico, mandatory helmets. One of the guys called me up and told me that. Now, how the hell would I, if I came off the freeway and pulled in that town, I'd get a ticket and have a helmet on. But the rest of the whole state is helmet-free. That's why when I'm traveling,
well,
it's always a...
I used to do that in Myrtle Beach, I think, also, and it was struck down.
Handlebar heights are different in different states, and, you know, everything is, some states require one mirror, some states require two mirrors. It's difficult for people traveling. Mostly, though, I got to get it straight. Most of the cops will say, hey, you're just passing through. If you're going to stay here at all, you got to upgrade to the states. But every now and then you get one officer that abuses authority, and you get an issue. You're a long way from home, and you get an issue. So I hope that doesn't discourage people still traveling. I know it'll never stop me from traveling, but it is frustrating. I was in Arizona a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
No helmets in Arizona. No helmets. You have to wear eye protection 24 hours. I pull into Nevada. I was going down to Las Vegas for the big party. They're actually pulling people over with police roadblocks, making sure you have DOT-approved helmets or it's a big ticket. Arizona, just have to wear sunglasses. Where is the continuity here? How is it that we can... How can we feel safe traveling across this country when everything is so different? I don't know.
Yeah, and some of the states just require, like, any old sunglasses or glasses or whatever, and some states actually require Z87-approved eyewear.
Yeah, and if you're traveling, you don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah, so you could want... You know, even just going from New Jersey to New York, totally different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of local towns. There was a while back, Philip, I don't know if you remember this here, Carlsbad, which is the town right next to us we're in right now, they had a law saying no open belt drives. The next town over, Oceanside, there's not a problem.
Right.
That's one town to another, open belt drive, nope, completely illegal in another town. That's crazy. No wonder we're all going crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like an anti-Harley law.
I'm waiting for the fact one day.
Seriously, how many bikes have open belts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just put the big open belt drive because it makes noise and chatter, and I like the way it looks. Doesn't do anything special. I think one day, though, we're going to wear one red tennis shoe and one blue tennis shoe, and that's the way it's going to have to be. And
yeah,
I will
you
still
be...
The
Audis with the dry clutches, they make noise, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets crazy from time to time, you know. I mean, Bill and I can leave Bill's shop or Bill's house or my house, and we don't get within a mile and a half before we pick up a tail, and then another tail, and then another tail, and then they decide what, you know, one of them will swing out and pull in behind us, and then they'll pull us over. So now we got three or four guys standing on the side of the street, and Bill and I are going, well, what do we do?
Point is that we are mobile, and we're not committing any great laws or anything. The fact is we ride 7 days a week, and they just feel they got to keep pulling us over and checking us. A, we stay at home, don't ride, or B, we just got to know our rights, stay within the system, and confront them every time they do something that's out of bounds. decent cop, we're good to fine with it. A cop that is way over his authority, that's the man we have to sit and address with. The internal affairs or his commander, wherever it is, we have to go talk to him about that. We do pay a price for riding, but I think it's worth paying. I just could not see giving up just because they're pulling us over.
Yeah.
A lot of guys stop riding for a while and they say, well, I don't want to deal with it. No, deal with it. You're an American citizen. You're riding on an American highway. What the hell?
Because you know, Bill, 9 out of 10 people, I'm sure you've dealt with this too, Brad, that 9 out of 10 people, they're going to stand there and bitch and complain, and then when you say, well, fight it, nah, I'm just going to pay it. 9 out of 10 people, that's what we found out. 9 out of 10.
We tell people, don't argue with them. The cop's not the ticket. The judge is going to be one to decide that. Make yourself nondescriptive to the police officer. Don't say, yes, sir, no, sir. That sounds like you're kissing his ass. Say, what the fuck is for? No, just say yes or no.
Or shut up.
Yes, just shut up. Get the ticket, leave. Go to court. That's where you present.
Yeah, I've actually gotten in a very bad habit of trying to stand up for my rights these days.
Well, you know, I always say, if you don't stand, if you bend once, you're going to bend twice. Or if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. But, yeah. I try and tell people all the time, you don't have to yell, you don't have to scream.
No, never.
What scares them more is an informed citizen,
exactly.
Somebody that knows their rights.
Yeah, you have to be careful to watch the difference between standing up for yourself and escalating. You don't want to escalate.
I'll give you a secret that I use. If conversation is going on and I presented my driver's license, I presented everything, if the officer, and he's irritated at me, he raises his voice, I will talk a little softer. You cannot yell at me if I keep talking a little softer. I get them to the point where they're leaning forward with their head to try to hear what I have. You have to defuse the situation. You have 30 to 45 seconds of each stop to decide who's going to control the stop, you or the police. You allow the police because you lose your temper, you got no one to blame but yourself. If the police run you because you don't know your rights, no one to blame but yourself. But you have to sit there and make a stand. Don't be stupid about it. You make your presentation to the judge. The officer, he's only given you a ticket. That's his job. Don't waste your time trying to argue with that one. So you see, we're well-loved everywhere we go.
Yeah, these guys are like... You know, I've been pulled over because they thought I was somebody else, and then when they find out I'm not, they want to give me a ticket anyway.
You know, when you're talking about the police department, I want to talk about it for a second here. We have got the, out in California, San Diego Gas and Electric employees. We've got the War Department employees. We have the Fire Department employees. We have the sanitation employees, the police employees. Why are we giving these people more credit than they deserve?
Exactly.
They're there to do a job. You're not there to argue or fight with them. You take the ticket, go to court. Policeman pulls you over again. You have to tell yourself, I'm an American citizen driving on American road. When they ask you, where are you going? What do you say, Philip?
Point A.
And where are you coming from?
Point B.
That's it. You don't have to give that information out. When I go down to Mexico...
Or like when they say, you know, when they say to me, well, you know, we'll just charge you under Penal Code 148 for obstruction. Oh, no, I'm not impeding your investigation.
Right.
I don't have to answer your questions.
That's right. The police department is very much like the military. They have a chain of command. And I guess the privates go to corporals, corporals to sergeants to captains, whatever goes with that. They're used to figures of authority. If you can present yourself like that, you'd be surprised how many times they back down. If they think they're in charge of you, they will absolutely run right over you. So you stand there, you have a driver's license, registration, insurance, bang, 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 answer yes or no to their questions. That's it. Am I free to leave? Leave. Don't say goodbye. Don't say have a nice day.
Don't say nothing.
Forget
Shut
nothing.
Up.
They don't want to make new friends. You don't need to make new friends there. This is, by the way, this station, Brad, you don't know, is we are not against the police departments. We're only against those officers that abuse their authority. And we're just telling people over and over, everybody has got to make a stand.
That's right. <okay.
coughs> Sorry. Excuse me. We have another caller, Bill. Brad, you might want to stick around for this one. This just we're multiversal here. And
I'll stick around and I'll keep it off of mute. If it gets noisy, just scream at me and I'll put it back on mute.
Okay.
Caller, we got 267. Caller, 267.
Oh, that should be Alicia, Bill.
No.
Yes.
Is this Alicia on the phone tonight?
Hello.
Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. We got everything in. I was telling Bill about your call on Tuesday, and he was intrigued, and I showed him the pictures, and he was really intrigued. So just for the people listening tonight, maybe you want to give them a little background on who Alicia is and what you
built.
Background on myself, let's see. You got the pictures, right? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We had some people. There's noise in the background.
A lot of
people listen to right now, and sometimes they're listening online or they're listening on their cell phone, and we pick up all the background noise from the phone. So that's what I just turned off. I didn't lose anybody. I just turned off the noise because I wanted people to hear what you had to say.
Okay. Yeah. So I do modeling. I do adult porn. I think the last time or when we talked, I was telling you that we were getting a calendar together. So
right.
We started doing the shoot the other day. So some of the pictures that we sent you were supposed to be for the shoot, but we might have to take those back now since they're already shown. That was fun. And I'm actually headed down to Miami next week to do a two-day shoot with, I don't know if I should say it, but it's Scores. And I got a 3-year deal with a major adult men's magazine, pictorial. So I'm waiting to get the word on when that's going to start. And I have my own production company. It's AliciaPleasureEntertainment.com. And I have videos on there. I guess that's about it.
This is Bill Kennedy speaking, by the way. How can some of our listeners, and they're in like 32 countries, how can some of our listeners tune in and hook up with you? Philip, how can we do that?
That's easy, Bill. I have already put the her email address for her fan club in the chat room.
Okay.
And how can they see pictures? You say she's going to be the babe of the week?
She is babe. She'll be babe of the week starting Sunday night, Bill.
Okay, and they can tune in, check on that?
Barrackersofamericablogspot.com/blogspot.com.
Alicia, is there any other addresses or any other way you want people to reach you, or is that enough?
I have a fan club.
That's the one I put up in the chat room for you.
Okay.
Oh, you already have that?
Yeah, that's the one you sent me. I put that up in the chat room for you.
Oh, okay. And then my Facebook.
And if you want to tell people if they join your fan club, what they get once a month?
They get a photo once a month. Update pictures. They can go in and see. They'll know when I have personal appearances and where. And they'll know when we have new videos coming out. We actually shot one last night, so we're just getting the. Not even the finishing touches, you know, we just started it. So hopefully that'll be out in the next week up on our site. Yeah.
Alicia, one of the nice things about being on the show is that we've met a lot of strong women from all parts of the world calling us in about doing different things. And you're in a business here where you decided to take the reins pretty much by yourself, you and your partner. Would it have been easier just to join or an organization, or I'm getting the gist that you're in charge of your own future. Is that the best way to put it?
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, we went back and forth, and, you know, we actually had a contract with a major adult video company, and they wanted me to do so many videos, but the problem is, they wanted me to go out to California, And, you know, us starting our own production company meant that, you know, we could do it here ourselves and sell content to them. So I like to think that I am in control of what my future is. And I guess it depends on how well people, you know, accept what, you know, what we have to show. I was telling the last time that I was talking that we're trying to get, we have the parody for The Hangover, XXX parody. So, you know, that's, we hope to, you know, get nominated or a nod from the AVN for that. You know, that'll definitely get our name, you know, my name out there more.
Uh-huh. Well, I got news for you today, just on the blog itself. The stats for that were, the page views today, I got too many things going on. The page views today were 34,139.
Wow.
These are people in different parts of not only America.
This is all over the world. Right now, let me get to this other window.
Not everybody is, you know, comfortable enough to speak. We understand that. So a lot of people want to listen. They want to record it and listen back to us later.
Right.
But what are some of the interesting places maybe you might
see? Like right now, the United States, Bill, we have 21,711.
Okay.
In Canada, we have 2,784. Germany, we have 1,638. Australia, 1,241. Russia, we're going over 800 there. France, we got 603. The United Kingdom, 456. Switzerland, New Zealand, Denmark.
Wow.
Indonesia, Germany, Malaysia, Japan. We're running all over tonight.
We had one person from China was a regular, but unfortunately...
He must have got caught, Bill.
Yeah, this just shows illegal in China. Most communist countries, they won't allow this type of free speech at all. But we had one person in that country of 5 million people or billion people, whatever they have. One person was a regular listener, so we applaud him, I hope, wherever he is. But let's get back to Alicia. Alicia, would you encourage a young woman starting out in the business to hook up with a company, or do you think that your way of being independent is a good way? And being independent, are you doing a lot harder work? Share with us, if you would, if you're a new person getting in the industry.
Well, Bill, I mean, why would you tell her, are you doing harder work, Bill? Why would you
It is harder work. It is harder because, you know, we have to find talent. Our biggest problem that we run across, believe it or not, is finding male talent. You know, people, I'll do it. And, you know, we had a couple people come out and they just can't perform for whatever reason. You know, they just, the finishing touch, I guess, they just couldn't follow through with. Or they were too early. They just, so starting out.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I did a lot of time in the Marine Corps, and I ran every day. And
your point being what, sir?
The point being is you got to be in shape, though.
Oh, okay.
You got to be in shape.
Yeah, you know, but
stamina, brother.
Yeah, but this is an artificial situation here. Now they're talking about cameramen. They're talking about extra people. And I don't think that everybody is comfortable with that. You all have – everybody has their own.
I don't know, Bill. When I used to drink and I was stationed overseas, there was a lot of things going on.
What I got to put up with. I mean, we try to have a good show here, and I got the crazy man here next to me.
Everybody has to have one, and you know what? I'm usually the goofball on the set because I always get myself in trouble because I like to have fun. I like to like laugh and joke, and I always get yelled at for doing that. So, so I can understand.
You know, usually at the end of the last 15 to 20 minutes of the show, this is what Bill tells people. Go ahead.
Really? I said I want to. Everybody's still with us. That's 15 minutes of special time because Screwdriver's getting naked now. To all you people talking to, please picture him. He's totally naked. There's a screen between us so we can't get near each other. But anybody wants to talk to him, go ahead. He's totally naked. People don't know what to say.
Not yet. You see the shit I got to put up with?
Yeah, you know. What the heck?
That makes for good
radio.
My
mind snapped. Last Thursday, my mind snapped. We were talking about something, and I don't know, I got tired of it, so I brought our character, Dr. Love, into it, and I said, little girl, I want you to pick up that phone right now and talk to Dr. Love. I went on and on. People calling me. Screw says after the show, where'd that come from? I don't know. This show is totally unscripted, so it comes and goes. Let me get back to you, because people don't want to listen to me at all. They've heard me too many times. Getting in the industry today, what are some of the hard things to barriers?
There you go with that word again.
Oh, my God, the
hard
case.
Things? Well, that's it. Sometimes it's not hard, and that is a problem. I think also what we're coming across, because we are a newer company, and we have opportunities, you know, just with other studios for selling content and just trying to find people that are willing to put in their time, willing to take the necessary steps they need to get a name out there. It just seems like, you know, the last few women that we had on board, they wanted it now. They didn't want to pay their dues. They just, you know, I am the name of the company, you know, so I am, you know, I put myself out there. And, you know, we have a PR company, Pike Entertainment, or Pipeline Media, sorry. And, you know, they are promoting me. And they're also promoting the person that we had, but not as much as they were with me.
A secondary role. Will you be the principal? Right, yeah. Well, let me ask this here. How would a person know, like, without, I don't want you to say any companies' names that are bad, but how would they know what are companies that are good associations, or what should they stay away from? How could somebody trying to get in, how would they find out the maze to get around good people? How can they contact things like that?
Unfortunately, in this business, I think there's a lot of people that are just out just to make money for themselves. And I'm about, you know, sharing the wealth with everybody. I'm, you know, there's money to be made, and there's enough of it to go around. When I first started modeling, I have to give, you know, kudos to the first photographer. And, you know, what he said to me is when you ever go anywhere on a shoot, make sure that you bring somebody with you. You know, just either a bodyguard or, you know, just your manager or somebody that you feel comfortable with. And if they don't allow that, you walk away. You don't go there.
We do a lot of my shooting for the motorcycle magazines here with the Harley-Davidsons, and I'm always telling the girls, bring a girl with you, because I want you and that girl to make solid eye contact. I want that girl to see perhaps a bad angle. I want a girl to see something we don't want to see. I want that girl to see your makeup not correct. Bring somebody that you know. Bring somebody that you're comfortable with, and you can make eye contact with that person. I like that person behind the camera, because the camera is an inanimate object. It'll only give what you give to it. So what you're saying, I think, is excellent. I don't like women coming on the scene and looking at me in screwdriver and saying, well, is this right or wrong? I can give them advice, but, again, I'm not a hairstylist. I'm not a makeup person. You need somebody that knows you. You need somebody that knows your style, your angles and stuff, what you like and don't like. Do you agree with that?
I do, but it's a little bit more of a safety issue, though, too. You know, we went on a shoot, and we went to some guy's house. And he was rather creepy. And we got in the car with him, and I just thought, we're going to die. We are going to die. We don't know this person. And he took us to some remote place. It was a beautiful place, but there's people that give you the creeps. He was one of them.
Yes. Red flags come off right away, yeah.
Yeah, the pictures came out great, don't get me wrong, but, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, that I tell, that I share with other people. We just had some girl, you know, just sign on, and, you know, she knew the photographer, and she was comfortable with him because she works with him. And, you know, for her, like the first couple shoots that we have with her doing video, she wants him there, and we don't have a problem with that. You know, because if you're comfortable, you show a better product.
Exactly.
And that was...
I like to use a motorcycle shop because a lot of different girls involved, plus they know different magazines, they know kind of the routine, and they've heard about how many motorcycle shots we've done. So it's a comfort zone. And then I always suggest, again, bring somebody with you. It just makes you, when the photographer's setting up, you have someone to make small talk with or whatever, because there is that time when you're alone and you don't know the people there, and... I think safety is important. I didn't expect that, but just make yourself more comfortable. The more comfortable you are with the camera, the better you come out and all that, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the truth. And you're right. They can tell you what looks better and what looks, you know, you're going to wear that. Yeah, so that's you know, there's so many different things that you need to look for. You just need to make sure that, you know, the company is respected and people have heard of the company, because there are people out there that just, yeah, come on in, do a test shoot, and, you know, they just kind of keep it for their own collection and they have no intentions of going or taking you anywhere with them. So you just have to make sure that you know where you're going. Search the internet. You know, the internet's a great tool. Just be careful. Just be careful out there, and make sure that, you know, if you know, whoever you're with, make sure that they look clean and they have their you know, their tests are all negative. And if it does, if something looks funky, walk away. Just, you know, don't even go there. That would be my best.
What you said was critical, because I have a lot of girls that say, "Gee, Bill, I know you don't have a magazine shoot right now, but I'd love to come in and do some test shots." And I say to them, "Why?" Well,
right.
"I thought it'd be a good experience." I said, "Where are these pictures going to go? What photographer is going to have? You have no idea what's going to happen 10 years from down the road with them. If you're shooting
right.
a legitimate magazine, you're going to be in the magazine, then it's one thing. I really discourage girls coming in and, can we just do a bunch of test shots? You have no idea where these pictures are going to be." So I agree with
right.
you on that. I turn women down an awful lot. I just don't think it's necessary. And I don't know where these photographers are going to use all the shots and all that. So,
well, a lot
you don't
of
want
the
someone to bite you in the ass, you know, later down the road.
Well, no, what they do is they sell, they have stores up on the internet, and they actually sell your pictures. That's what they do with them. When you sign the model release, they can go and actually put them up on for sale.
Another thing I do is if I don't know the photographer, I don't want no strange photographer in my shop. I'm pretty,
right.
you know, I know the major motorcycle magazines, and I know the basic photographers. You know them all by name, Philip.
That's correct.
We know the same faces. I don't want you to bring somebody in I don't know the history about that. I just want to go with the same routine, which I know is works. That's why I was kind of concerned about your program. If you're starting out, how does somebody get through all these hurdles and all that? And is it better to team up with a good partner, or to keep this life separate than your own home life? Or can you give a little advice on that, maybe?
Well, my manager is my partner, and he is, you know, everything that I do, he's there. So, you know, I couldn't get through half of the stuff that I, you know, that I get through without him being there. So I have a great support system. I wouldn't suggest, you know, you calling your mom and having her come with you. But if you have somebody that you can really trust and know, have your best interest, you know, try and team up with somebody. You know, it's not worth taking that risk by yourself. And everybody everyone that we're dealing with has somebody that they can rely on, and, you know, they're always welcomed at any shoot, at any, you know, anything we do, they're always invited. You know, we had, I don't know if I told you, I was on the cover of East Coast Biker.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and, you know, my we had the guy who had the motorcycle, you know, we borrowed from him, you know, we had him and his friend that was there, and I didn't have a problem with that, you know, because I knew, you know, my manager slash partner was there with me, and I knew he wouldn't let anything happen. So you gotta be smart about it. You can't hide your head in the sand. You just have to be smart and know your surroundings and know what feels right, and if it feels wrong, go with your instincts. If it doesn't feel right, leave. Just say, you know what? I gotta go.
Lisa, are you more uncomfortable with a lot of people in the room, or people you don't know in the room when you shoot?
When we do our own videos, of course I know everybody in there. You know, our cameraman. But you know, like next week when I go to Miami, I'm not going to know anyone there. But I think I also have that personality, too, to, you know, to get along with anybody. And, like, I'm easygoing. And I'm not really worried about that, because it is a job. It's not, That's how you have to look at it. It's job. You got to get this. You know, this is what they're looking for. This is what you need to do. And if you do what they ask you, then you know you're gonna be called back.
Here's a good question then for the people doing the photo shoots. How do you get paid? You get do you want like a cash when you show up? Do you want to get sent the money in the proverbial check in the mail, or for a new person? What's the best advice on that?
If it's a paid shoot, you get paid that day. Don't send it to me in the mail because, you know, this could be somebody that is a fly-by-night and you don't know this person. You know, it's just, if it's a trade for, it's a different story. You know, if it's a trade for shoot, then you leave with pictures.
We're still here. He's just playing around with the buttons.
Okay. You leave with the pictures and, you know, he does whatever he wants with the pictures. But if it's a paid shoot, you do not leave there without getting paid.
Yeah.
And usually cash is better, especially if you don't know the person, because you don't know. They could, you know, stop payment on the check. They can bounce a check. And then where are you? You're nowhere. And you don't have your
picture. Usually the girls like to say, well, let Bill hold the money. And that eliminates any problem we're going to have, because it's my motorcycle shop, my motorcycles, my everything right there. And just have Bill hold the money. So they know when they leave, the money's right there. I like to dot the I's and cross the T's. I want everybody comfortable. I have noticed that when we have, like, six people, that seems to be the nervous area. More than six people in a shoot, people get nervous. I, on the other hand, I swear to God, if there's 100 people in the room, I'm a happy camper. Screwed, I would tell you, I'm on stage speaking to thousands of people. But I noticed that when
this guy has a doctor in schmoozology.
You know what my biggest fear, Alicia, is? I'm going to go somewhere. There's going to be a two-story stage or something. And they're not going to let me get up and speak. That's my fear in life.
Yeah.
But I always ask everybody, everybody's got a different comfort zone, I guess. And I try to tell people, you know, bring a friend, but don't bring three or four friends and all that because, it clogs the stage up. And then people start talking in the background. And keep it simple, keep it lean, do your business, and get out. Let me go home. That's my theory on it, too.
One person having one opinion is good, but when you have three other people or four other people with four different opinions, the photographer doesn't want to deal with that, or the cameraman or the director. They're there for one purpose and for, you know, the person who they're filming. They're not there to entertain anybody else. So, yeah, pick one person that you feel comfortable with and that you trust with your life and take them with you, because if something goes wrong, you got to make sure that that person has your back, that they're not going to be running out the door going, all right, I'll see you at the car, you know?
Yeah, in our case, again, of course, I am over 6 foot, 220 pounds. I'm pretty sure whoever's at my shop's going to be safe. But I usually encourage women to bring a girl with them so they can help with the makeup, they can help with the clothing selection. And when we shoot the motorcycles, I'm worried about the color of the motorcycle and your skin tone and the color you're going to wear. Say it's a green, an off-green bikini or something, and yet the motorcycle's orange. I'm thinking, no. Well, Bill, I look good in this. Yes, you do. But when we, to me, there's the girl's face, the girl's body, and then the product, in this case, a motorcycle.
Right.
I want all three to come together. I don't want something to stick out, and that's very difficult. I tell girls, that's not really your skin tone color. Well, I like it. I understand that, but it's amazing how many people just are not aware of what colors they can wear and don't wear. I don't obviously get involved with makeup, but, they realize that Bill's here to give good advice. And if I think the color's not going to work, and then if you get way too much makeup on, that just takes away. I want your face, your body, and the motorcycle to come together like a triangle. I don't want one thing to stick out again, so... My purpose, I shoot, is obviously, and I'm nowhere near professional anything. I've just been doing motorcycle stuff for a long time. Keep it simple. We want to keep everybody comfortable. You know, some cold water on the set, extra blankets, because sometimes the shoot turns into later on the night and all that. So they can put a blanket around them right after they shoot. Having everybody being comfortable and then walking the girls to the car so they take off together. I think that's kind of a nice way to end the day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you're concerned for them, too. So that's great.
Well, when you're doing the shooting, you got a lot of bunch of bikers. Like I said, you're pretty much sure that, well, this is Bill Sharp. Bill and Phil are together. I know I'm good people because we know, you know, we know Bill for a long time. So that works kind of nice for us with that. But you were going to, you said, like, places you don't know and locations you don't know. That must get you a little nervous at times.
Yeah, it does. It does. But again, as long as I have, you know, my manager with me, then I'm okay because I know that, again, he's got my back, so it's okay. You know, next week I'm kind of flying solo, so I'm a little nervous about that. But you know, the company Scores is, you know, they're a well known company, so I really don't think anything's going to happen. You know, and I'll hopefully that'll be the first and last time that I have to go someplace like that by myself.
Yeah, there are sometimes, like I said, I'm so obsessed with a girl bringing another girl or another person because there are times when your body's twisted a certain way and you got this, like, not a roll of fat, but it's a mark or a line going down, and I suggest, no, stop, turn your body the other direction. We take that big line out. These are things that sometimes,
right,
I think a photographer misses, and I think they're having a friend to say, no, this looks better here. You want the shot to come out nice. And sometimes you just don't realize that your toes are curled in a funny position. I'm always telling girls, stop putting your hands in a fist. Stretch those fingers out, elongate them, stretch everything out there. It makes your shot look so much better.
It does. That's what they say. If it hurts, then you're doing a better job at your figure. You're making your figure elongated. You know, I mean, there's times where I'm like, oh my God, can you hurry up? I'm like a contortionist, but you know what? The pictures come out so much better. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, stretch. You know, do whatever you can. Heels make your legs look better. They make your ass look better. When you're stretched, you stretch out your stomach muscles too, and
Yes, exactly what I'm talking about, stretch the stomach muscles. Alicia, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
We have some that would like to ask you a couple of questions. If that's okay, we'll put them on.
Okay.
Philip, who we got online that wants to talk to us?
We have Brad still on the line.
He's from New York.
We have another caller at 845, which I think is New York also, Bill.
Yeah, okay, we got a couple from New York for some reason tonight.
They're unmuted, Bill, so I know.
Okay, guys, Alicia's on the air if you want to ask anything. She's there. Go ahead, call us. No, now we got the shy ones on the air. What do we got? Give me the first three numbers.
Well, I did take my mute off.
Okay.
And you're right.
This should be Brad.
I wouldn't want
him
to miss
York
or anything.
He's with the motorcycle rights people and stuff like that. He's a good guy. Brad, any questions for Alicia tonight?
You know, not offhand, although actually something did kind of sound interesting to me, her complaint about not being able to sign male talent. At one point... The son of a friend of mine wanted to get into the business, probably because the guy was broke. But you know, so I put out a couple of feelers because I know a couple of people in the business, but I never really inquired too far into what end of the business they were in. But one of the things that they told me was that most of the male talent is actually gay.
Really?
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I understand the whole thing about, you know, not, you know, needing not to be squeamish about, you know, friendly fire and that sort of stuff with all the gonzo porn out there. But was there any truth to the whole gay thing, or was that just an attempt to dissuade people who were insincere?
I actually haven't come across any, you know, but we're getting kind of legal talent. We're not getting professionals, you know, especially around here. That's the first time I heard that, actually. You know, because you got your Evan Stone, that he's a bigger name person, and he's got a wife and a girlfriend. And, you know, we were just at that Exotica show over in, it was in New Jersey. It was last weekend. And there was some male talent there, and they certainly didn't look gay to me. Not that, you know, I haven't heard that before. So I can't, yeah, unless they were trying to deter him. I'm not really sure, but, It just seems like there's an overabundance of women in porn, but when it comes to male talent, there's not that much. I know there's a lot in Miami, and then there's a lot in California, but just on the East Coast, you know, up north, they're hard to come by. We've even gone through agencies and asked agencies if they had anybody, and they really can't help us either.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
what?
Should we have another caller?
I lost when I had to explain friendly fire, so that might have been just as well.
Okay.
Caller 845, do you have a question for Alicia tonight? Caller 845.
I think they just want to listen then, Bill.
A lot of times people just are not that comfortable speaking. That's okay. I'm still there. Is Pete still
okay.
on the air?
Pete might have fell asleep, though.
Oh, okay.
Or he might have went to look at Alicia's site again. You know, the other night we were going to give him a...
He's a relative of ours. We wish him well like that. Alicia, we're talking today about today's the birthday of the Marine Corps. Do you have any family members in the military?
No, I do not. Well, actually, my dad was in the military, but that was... it was
family,
right before the Vietnam War. And he was actually over in Thailand. That's where he met my mom. Mm. So he's, I guess he's a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
But he got out before, you know, the war even started, thank God. But my hat's off to everybody that does that. I can't imagine. I can't imagine leaving family and doing that. So,
Alicia, we have to tell you about one that we're having right now is the... it's not just our sons coming back that are being disfigured. We're having more and more of our sisters, our nieces, our mothers, our cousins. Women are coming back missing an arm or a leg because of suicide bombers. Women are coming back with their face destroyed by shrapnel. And when Screwdriver and I are down the VA hospital speaking, the girls are saying, look at us. Who's going to take us dancing? Look at my face. Who's going to take me out to a nightclub? And they tell us, women... Now, tell me what you think this is true or not. Women can see a man missing an arm or a leg, but based upon the conviction of his confidence, women can see a man there. And yet men, unless you look like Barbie doll, women don't get a good shake there. You think that's true, Alicia, or am I exaggerating a bit?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And it is a shame. Look at the guy that's on Dancing with the Stars. I forget his name, and I apologize for that, but he's a Vietnam vet, and he was disfigured over there. And he's one of the top guys, you know, that he's still left. I think there's four celebrities left, and he's one of them. And it's amazing, truly amazing that he is doing, you know, so well with everything that happened to him. But, yeah, it's a shame that this culture looks at women, though, and just sees beauty and then, you know, sees ugliness when beauty is actually inside more.
But women are strong enough to see a man that's missing an arm or a leg, and you can see a man there. You can see something you can build upon. And yet again, men, unless you look like Barbie doll, we're so insecure, we don't want to be... with a woman that's been disfigured, and yet this person gave, their beauty overseas,
mm-hmm.
defending our country. So we ask everybody over and over and over to go to the local VA hospital. We ask them to walk inside a little bit. You don't spend the whole day there. Spend 5 or 10 minutes. I love the vets. You know, Screwdriver and I, what we try to do is stop by our local strip club, and I bring some dancers down. Somehow that really makes a good impression on our soldiers by bringing strippers in. But...
yeah, they don't want to know when we're coming back. They want to know when we're bringing the girls back.
Yeah, like, the girls,
that's
what about
funny.
Me? I'm here. Bill, where the hell are the girls? I don't know.
Yeah, really? Oh, that's great.
I do encourage everybody, if you see some vets and all that, especially if you see someone in a wheelchair, please don't look over their head. Just look them in the eye and say hello. You don't need to make a long conversation. How you doing?
No, you don't. Don't put your head up when you're walking up to the door or you're walking up to a guy in a wheelchair. Look his head right in the eye.
So
hey,
many
how
people
you doing?
Are uncomfortable looking down. You're not looking down. You're looking to that man or woman in the chair.
But I think it's more of that person, not the one in the wheelchair or disfigured. It's the other person that just doesn't know how to handle that situation and would rather veer away from it than confront it. You're absolutely right, and that's... That's a shame.
I mean, I spent six months in Germany. He went up from a building falling on me, Bill, if you remember that one.
Yeah, you got a big plate.
Oh,
in
wow.
Your head. He's a vet that got a big plate in his head.
Wow.
You know what I want to do next week? I want to bring a magnet in. See if I can stick that in your head. See if the magnet was...
Happy Veterans Day.
I want to try that next week. I'll stick magnets. See what's... I never thought about it.
That would be
funny.
Oh, my
God.
Let me actually
do
it. Let me do this.
Go ahead,
Lisa, you got time to stay on the phone for a few minutes?
I have a few more minutes. I actually have to get ready. I have another photo shoot tomorrow, so I'm going to get myself ready for that.
Okay.
But
I have a couple minutes. Okay. I don't know if you know who Toby Keith is.
The country star.
Yes.
Okay. And he came out with a song, since there's the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Army.
The Coast Guard,
the Reservists, everybody, okay? He came out with a song, Bill. And I was thinking of a song, because I have to take a break, and we do some things on the computer. So I'm going to play this song. It's called American Soldier by Toby Keith, Bill. And
right.
I dedicate this to all American soldiers.
Well, don't forget the...
Not just Marines.
Don't forget the guys in the VA hospitals.
Exactly, because this is all for... Veterans Day tomorrow, Bill. So
then we'll bring Alicia back in.
We'll let her go right after that.
Okay, then. Good to go. Toby Keith, the soldier. If you don't like this song, there's something wrong with you.
I'm just trying to be a father. He's a daughter and their son. He a lover to their mother. Everything to everyone. Up and out on bright and early. My business and my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success. From my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. All night long. You can bet that I stand ready.
who defend our freedom. I want to point out, Alicia, that we've been talking for a little bit about this and that, and what do I get for tweeters or email stuff? Bill, bring more girls to the hospitals.
The guy wrote that in the chat room. He said,
about an hour.
This guy, he's up north, Bill. He's in Northern California.
And all he wants to know
he's a Patriot Guard writer, and he said, yeah, that's a great idea, bringing strippers with us to the vet hospitals and centers. I mean, those guys are there. If a guy, like in California, okay, they're building a new hospital, but they have a wounded warrior barracks, like an actual, where the guys go and when they're ambulatory out of the hospital. And what it is they really don't get any visitors, you know. A lot of them can't afford to bring their families out here. So we do this just to make things better, because I know I experienced it for 6 months, and nobody came to see me. But we do what we do.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I never even thought of that. But I will say this before I... What's that?
How does your partner deal with the insecurity of being around good-looking, handsome men and all that? Or is this something he's confident in your relationship?
I think he has his, you know, he's got issues with that sometimes, but we work through it. He knows how I feel about him, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, he's got my back, I have his. And it's honesty. It's, you know, it's just pure honesty and pure trust, you know, between the two of us. And you have to have that. And if you don't, then, you know, you shouldn't be with the person that you're supposed to, that you're with.
The reason
you
I
know,
asked for that was my ex. She used to work at the Playboy Bunny Club up in L.A., and we went there one time, and the Chippendale dancers were all getting ready. So she took me backstage. Now, these men are putting lotions all over their bodies. They're working out. I mean, they're getting themselves ready to go on stage. And I'm thinking, God. I said, honey, you know these guys? She goes, oh, yeah, they're all friends of mine. So afterwards, I said, first of all, honey, baby, you're drop dead gorgeous. All these guys you're with, why are you with me? She says, Bill, you're a rugged, handsome man. I do not want to be with somebody prettier than I am. And I went, wow.
There you go. Yeah, but
compliment or an insult?
Like,
I'm not sure. She said, you're
no,
a rugged man.
No, it's
man.
Not an insult. No,
I don't
know, but it's
I mean,
what
but...
you said before, though. You know, women look at men differently. You know, it's not always about the outside. It's the total package. And, you know, if you have somebody who's caring and who honestly cares about how you feel and will do anything to make your life better, you know, that means more to me than anything else that, you know, that's out there. So it's not always about the pretty boy, and it's not, because they could be real, you know, assholes, you know, bottom line, and they probably mostly are, because they probably, you know, are better looking, you know what I mean? You have to deal with that. You have to fight for mirror time or whatever.
For sure,
but,
I'm telling you.
right now, Ryan, are you there?
I am. What's going on, man?
Not much. We have Alicia on the line again tonight. She's giving everybody a little background, and Bill was curious to talk to her, so she generously called in again tonight. And then
we
have a
pretty cool questions for her tonight.
But
what's
did
that?
You guys? I said, Alicia, this is Ryan. He was on the phone the other night. Did you guys get a chance to exchange emails and stuff? Because
we made contact. We haven't talked too much yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know what, it's been a little bit busy with me lately, so hopefully this weekend I'll try and find some time, because, you know, we are getting the calendar, we're getting, you know, some of the things together for it, so we definitely need to sit down and we, you know, we need to talk about it, because we need to get going on it. We don't have
too
much
absolutely.
Time, so.
Yeah. No, not a problem. Whenever you have a chance, sweetie, it's not a problem at all.
Okay, all right, yeah. We did accept you as a friend, right? We did.
Yes,
yeah.
We did. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm like, we have
yeah,
to
no,
do that.
Yeah, no, we're golden.
Okay, good.
No, not a problem. You got
all
so
right.
many people on there. So.
Yeah.
And then we have another caller, the gentleman that was talking about from the Patriot Guard Riders. He's on the line right now. Do you have any questions for Alicia?
Hello?
Don't be sure.
Yes, you're unmuted. Do you have any questions for Alicia?
No, I don't. This is the first time I'm hearing about Alicia and her and what she does out there. Very nice to hear from you, and don't have any questions, but maybe on a follow-up.
Where's he calling from?
Okay.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm from California.
Oh, California. Good. Okay, good.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully when I make it out to California, I can stop by and see you, everybody.
Absolutely. Bill has a link to his shop up on Facebook. It's called Kennedy's Custom Cycles.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
But don't send him any pictures. Send them to me.
I don't touch computer at all. I don't even pay any attention.
We're lucky. Bill's got a cell phone.
People call him to tell me messages. I just don't bother with them. Alicia, I know you got to hurry off and all that, but I want to say thank you for calling in. I met some very interesting people, and you certainly are one of them. I like the fact that you're taking the horse by the reins, and you're trying to let your own...
I'm glad you clarified that, Bill.
I'm just glad to meet somebody.
Can I just say something about the whole veterans thing?
Sure.
I knew somebody, or I know somebody who was a Philadelphia firefighter. When 9/11 happened, he was one of the first responders to go there. He wasn't a firefighter at the time, but he went there because that was his calling. And every 9/11 since, or every, September 11th of every year after 9/11, only on that day, people acknowledge him. You know, good job. And he used to say to me, what about the other 364 days of the year? So what I would like to see happen is for the veterans, not only tomorrow that they're acknowledged, but on a daily basis. And you're absolutely right. When you see somebody in a wheelchair, look them dead in the eye and say hello and say thank you. Because
you know, actually today I work in the shipyard in San Diego. I work on all the live Navy ships. And today I had there's about 175 Marines that work with this company.
Wow.
And we had a luncheon today. And we invited a couple of docs, Navy guys. They're like medics. We invited them. But I went back to the ship after I got done, and I went back to work. And when I came up on the ship, you know, there was a bunch of sailors going down the ramp, you know, the gangway.
Yeah.
And I stuck my hand out, and I shook hands with them all. I said, thank you. And then they noticed on the top of my hard hat, they noticed that I had the Marine sticker. And they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah. America has been at war forever.
Bill? Because they gave, you know, people that have died, people who got hurt, they gave their tomorrows for our todays, Bill.
Yeah.
End of story.
You and I were
our kids.
We encourage everybody, and Alicia said that no matter where you are, stop by a local hospital for a second. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, say hello to some people with that.
If you're within 100 miles of a VA hospital and you don't go do something
tomorrow, you're a chicken shit
motherfucker.
Exactly.
There you go. You know what? I'm going to get some girls together, and I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to find wherever the closest VA hospital is
When you finish your calendar, well, two things I wanted to ask you. One, the picture on the Harley, if you got any more of those, if you can give me those, I'll put those up Sunday night, and that'll be like the drying, and then I'll put the other ones up probably Monday or Tuesday for the rest of the week. And I had the girl that was on this week, she was getting 3,000 hits a day.
Wow. Okay, yeah, we definitely have tons of pictures of the Harley. That was a fun shoot, I have to say. And then we actually took it outside. It was kind of a stormy day, but when we went outside, there was like a little break in the weather. So we have some good pictures outside too. But yeah, we'll definitely send them to you.
They absolutely came out. They're very nice. I showed Bill that one, and he liked that a lot. And my other question is, when your calendar comes out, if you could let me know what we got to do to get some calendars, because we're scheduled to go down to the VA hospital here pretty soon. And
If she can send us out one, if you could just sign it though, to the troops or something like that would be really great. Because we do Screwdriver Night last weekend. We did two veterans programs. We do veterans programs a lot out here, and I usually bring hooter girls up on stage with me, or dancers, I can stop saying strippers, dancers up on stage, it holds the audience's attention. People look at me and they would say, oh, Bill's talking, but I bring dancers up or hooter girls, it means a lot. We give a lot of stuff away, and if I get a girl to sign something with that, it just has a little extra nice touch to it. So if you can't think of us, we guarantee you afford that. And I love what you're thinking about hitting your own hospital. Alicia, I really do.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. But if you want, send me, I can autograph some pictures and send them out. I can mail them out to you. So if you want to hand them out at the VA hospital, you know, I'd be more than willing to do that. So if you want to just send me, you know, the address of where to mail it to, if that's,
I will,
you know,
I'll do that.
For now. Okay,
you know,
great.
You know, it's like, because Thanksgiving's in a couple of weeks, so it's like a day when we pause to give thanks for the weeks, you know, for the things we have. But on Veterans Day, it's a day when we pause to give thanks to the people who fought for the things we have.
So why don't you a poet?
But a lot of people don't remember that, Bill.
Oh, yeah, why don't you a poet now? You wax up on me. That's very nice to say this, Bill. Yeah.
Well, send me the address, and I'll send it out. I'll try and get them out to you, like, beginning of next week.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you.
Girl,
thanks for having me on again.
All right, and if you want to stop in Tuesday for 5 or 10 minutes and we'll see how things are going, I'll give you a little update on how you're doing.
But, Alicia, Bill's here only on Thursday, so I don't know why you want to waste your time talking to him on Tuesday when Thursday you get... Alicia, make your own choice. I'm not here to be judging.
If she wants to check her progression and
I don't
and
know why
she
should want to call and talk to you.
Wait, Bill. I'm telling you right now.
Now.
These pictures that
right,
I will definitely
give you a call next week.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that.
All right, thank you. All right, you take care. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Again,
I enjoy talking to you.
Happy Veterans Day. All right,
thank you very much.
Bye.
So
that was kind of nice. I like the idea of just getting the dancers and I guess stop saying strippers, I know. Bring all the dancers in the VA. That's a good idea. We're going to bring more dancers in. All
right. So we still have Brad on the line. We still have Northern California on the line, and we have Ryan from Colorado. But I wanted to talk to Northern California, MC, about the things he was talking about, Bill.
Good.
I'll let him tell you because I popped it up in the chat room for everybody. But
just quickly, I want to tell everybody again, Thursday today is the 236th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps. I want to hit that interject every now and then because that's actually a long time.
Yes, we're the only longest running active duty military service in the world, Bill.
Well, how can that be? Did the Army come first or Navy come first? What am I missing, sir?
No.
No?
No, we're the first to fight, Bill. We're America's 911 force, Bill.
So the Marine Corps.
America's 911 force, Bill. You're not gonna sway me. You're not gonna bust my balls.
No, I'm not. I just want you to say
the Marine Corps is the number one fighting force in the United States.
Okay, they were not the first
and
force.
The world.
They were the first shock troops. Okay, all right. Now I get what you're saying. The way you said it, I was just misled. Okay, I'm not picking on any vets at all. But anyway, who are we going to talk about? Let's get back.
Well, we have MC on the line.
MC, talk to us.
650.
Yeah.
In
650. Where's 650, buddy?
Me, 605? That's South Dakota, but I'm actually in Colorado right now.
No, Ryan, we have you too, but there's a 650 number from Northern California, and he's unmuted.
Oh.
We're trying to get.
Oh, well, he was queued up first. Why don't you let him go?
Oh, no.
We're jumping everywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I didn't really mean to actually, you know, when I come on, it just so happened we were talking about Veterans Day tomorrow and the fact that you, Phil, were a Marine. And it just prompted that whole report that just came out today that just sort of blew me away, which was basically uncovered by the Wall Street Journal on the notion that four fallen heroes from 2003 to 2008, I believe, whose remains were returned, you know, later on downstream from, you know, the from the proper first remains that come back to the families. Unbeknownst to families, they were improperly disposed. Basically,
they buried them in a landfill, I understand.
Yeah, basically just like throwing it, chucking it in the trash. Just, I mean, it was just I don't even know how to really say it. It's just I can't even really. It just
boggles my mind
that
we know, and they know, and they talk about all these. They sit down and they talk about all the rights and all this stuff, and they know this shit's going on, and nobody wants to say nothing. Nobody wants to fire the first shot, and that's what sucks sometimes about this country.
Well, I remember that when everybody came back from Vietnam, the hospitals were so antiquated. We had people in gurneys in the hallways. We did not have supplies. We didn't have anything. The people come back from Vietnam, the VA system was such an antiquated piece of crap. It has done a lot of good, but still, I think that the veteran, we made a lot of promises.
Yes,
and
we got lied to.
I've been lied to pretty much ever since then. I am very fortunate. I have a company, and I have my own insurance, and I've never used the VA. I've never taken a nickel from the government at all. I pay for my own way. My house was not bought. Nothing was VA. I figured if I can do this, let some other VA, some other veteran take advantage of it. But every benefit, every promise was made in 1969, it's gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
They're telling me we're pulling this, we're pulling. If you made me a promise, how the hell can you change your mind? What the hell's wrong with you people? I have a lot of issues with the VA. I don't have any issues with the veterans. We're at the VA hospital a lot trying to help. But it's really, it's a big organization. I feel like Don Quixote fighting the windmill. I just don't understand if it's going to make it.
You know, Ryan's heard this story before, but about a little over a month ago, I was downtown. And this young Marine, he just came back from Iraq, and he saved all his money, all his pennies. And he went down and he bought himself a brand new Dyna. And he was in the bar. They told me he was in the bar for about 2 or 3 hours. And I don't drink, so I didn't go inside the bar. I usually go get a cup of coffee or they bring me out a bottle of water. But this guy came out and he kind of looked like he was staggering a little bit, you know. And he walked over and he threw his leg over the bike. I think I told you this story, Bill. He started up the bike. He went to pull out and the bike fell over. There were 7 squad cars there, and they were all starting to run across the street to jump on this kid. Well, I walked over, I picked up the bike, I parked it back at the curb, and we threw him in a cab, sent him to the front gate. The guy, they looked up his name, and the guy took him to the barracks and turned him over to the sergeant of the guard. But those coppers were after me for the next half hour because I didn't let them make that arrest. And I said, I will never leave a fellow Marine down. End the story.
You know, I've gone into the, I've talked to the police before. I said, why don't you go in the bar about 2 o'clock, or say 1:30. Go into the bar about 1:30 and say, hey, everybody, we'll be watching for you tonight. No, we won't do that, Bill. We'll wait till 2 o'clock and we'll arrest them, take them to jail. I'm saying, yeah, but, oh, hello there. I'm saying, wouldn't it be more to advantage that if you go out and try to prevent this stuff from happening? No, Bill, that's not our job. Our job is to arrest people. I think that the police goals could be redirected.
Yeah.
If they think there's a drug dealer that they're keeping an eye on, why not go to that guy's house or that girl's house? Why not knock on the door and say, hey, man, we got our eye on you. We know you're selling drugs. Maybe that'll make people stop doing it. Why is it we have to wait until they commit some type of act so they can arrest them and put them in jail?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too far off subject here, I guess. Sorry about that, everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes the situation, the government, it just irritates the shit out of me. I'm still proud of being American.
Sure.
This is the finest country in the world. I've traveled around the world. There is no country like America, but
3-4-7.
We have to stand up and let America know that we're not happy. These people that are protesting right now.
Yeah, well, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and you're right. When people do stand up, they still get the shit end of the stick, as you know, with the stories of the of veterans, you know, getting wounded on the lines, like in what we had here in Oakland the last couple of weeks. It's just very disheartening what's going on, right?
It's a tough choice you have to make, knowing that there will be some ramifications, repercussions. Are you going to stand up, or are you just going to lay down. And for many people, it's easy to say, well, I'm just not going to get involved. Folks, this is a great country, but we have to let our government, our officials, our leaders know that we want to make it a better country and not just keep putting money in these politicians. You know, today, if my daughter, she's teaching at a, she's running a library now, excuse me, but if she was in school and I thought a congressman or senator was coming to her class, I'd be concerned because of the fact that I don't have the same respect I have for congressmen and senators anymore. We've found out too many negative things going on. It's not a perfect world because the government's run by men and women, but we the people, what's the saying? We should not fear our government. Our government should fear us. That's right. We're the ones that are trained. We got the weapons.
Not for long, the way things are going.
Well, they're trying to take the ammo away from us, number one. That's crazy.
Ryan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear? That ringing you heard was Nessa. She's gonna call in. We're gonna bring you guys on, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
and then,
awesome.
And then MC, anything that you want to talk about with that stuff? Tuesday, I was gonna do the follow up on the Michigan helmet law. And having enough insurance to ride your bike without a helmet.
Yeah.
And then we were going to talk about the new license plate law for California. And also that, what was the other one? I don't have it on the top of my head right now.
You know, only the film can have a program. We talk about the military and we bring porn stars in.
I know, Bill.
I think it's a well-rounded
show. I'm going to tell you right now, Bill, last week in Afghanistan, we had 3,700 listeners. So I think those guys 12,000 miles away from us would enjoy hearing a porn star talk to just two poor schmucks right here.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. I think she was implying, though, that they needed our special services. Did you get that implication? You having a hard time?
On the job training, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm game.
I wonder what the cost is. I mean, I can only raise like $500 or so to be in the movie. Or do they actually pay me?
No, they pay us.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't know that.
So we have, go ahead.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, because we're short on time on this show, perhaps we can
use...
Oh,
we're not short on time. We can spend as long as you want.
Next week we can definitely talk. There is a lot of stuff that's happened over the last month, and this is sort of the closeout of the legislative session here in California. So, I mean, probably good to have a sort of reflective conversation. What really happened this year with respect to, you know, rights progress forward, what things passed, what didn't pass, and just sort of recap the year and look ahead to what's on the books for next year and any type of hope for better or things getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right on that one.
We can bring John Del Santo in from Abate. He certainly is well-rounded in that, too. He's one of our go-to guys whenever there's a problem. There's a couple good MROs. I'm not crazy about MROs, I got to tell you. I think most of the people I met, and no disrespect to anybody listening, these guys got their ego going. They don't work together. I always said that if all the motorcycle rights organization would just come together as one unit, what power we'd have. And yet sometimes I go to places and they're up on stage and they act like they're somebody special. No, you're not somebody special. You're just somebody that may know something and share the information, but you're just like the rest of us in there. But if one day you can get over your ego and your attitude, and I know we're going to hear shit about this.
Mm-hmm.
I say it now and then, I mean it. If we could all just come together, what a force it would be, you know?
If we age out of the Occupy movement, when stuff does come together like that and people put their minds to it and march as one, shit does get accomplished, that's for sure.
Right. And you're absolutely right. I mean, if it's like I said earlier, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. Same thing when 9 out of 10 people are going to stand there and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to fight the ticket, and they just pay it.
I want to point out that I have protested every single war that we've had in America. I have protested up until when the first servicemen went overseas. And then now it's time to start protesting in there because I think now we got to get behind our servicemen in there. But I constantly tell everybody how I feel about that. I don't want to send our young men and women overseas anymore. But once they have to go, time to get behind our service people. And if we don't like our congressmen and senators, vote them out. For God's sakes, we talk about that all the time. Get involved with local politics. Find out what's going on. Be an assistant. Be an aide. Be a volunteer. Find out what's going on. Maybe you can make that change.
Or even run for office, for crying out loud.
Well, they wouldn't let the screwdriver and I run for office.
No, no.
But there are people out there that can.
Right, and we have another caller, Bill. We have Nessa. She's related in some of the things that Ryan does with Kasha. So she is unmuted. This is her first time doing an interview, Bill.
Oh,
so
okay.
We want to make her comfortable. Nessa, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Good.
Yes.
Good, and you?
We're
not
doing
bad.
Fine.
Don't be afraid. Ryan,
listen,
I know,
you're just
this
around.
Is so crazy.
Good friend here.
Crazy. How many people are listening right now?
Well, we're going to give you a ballpark.
Yeah, well, you sure you want to know that, or you're not going to panic on me, are you?
How about
no.
Yeah, maybe we should tell her how many people were listening once she gets done talking. You let her know now, she might just not be so happy.
Yeah, I think we'll tell you.
We're going to hold that as soon as you finish talking, before you hang up, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I showed Bill your pictures.
Okay.
And You're in contention for the end of this week.
But more important than that, I want to know, what is it that you want to say tonight? What do you want to share with everybody?
If you saw my pictures, I hope you like them, and I hope I can stay on there for a little bit longer. I don't know, it's something that I've kind of wanted to do for a while, so I hope it goes good.
Did you hear our guest earlier, Alicia, speaking?
No, actually, I just barely called in right now, so I didn't get to hear that part.
Well, Alicia is an adult film star.
Uh-huh. I heard about that.
And she's talked a little bit about the different phases going through it. So I would think that if she's comfortable with speaking, I just want you to put this a bit. We're mostly here, we talk about motorcycle rights, but we do deviate a lot because people call in and we like to talk about things. It's important for you to say, my life is in my own hands. I'm going to take the challenge. What is it you think you want to do with your modeling career right now or pictures right now?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of think for right now just to have fun with them and stuff, but maybe later on maybe do something bigger with it, you know, just to see where it goes. I don't know. Hopefully it gets a little bit bigger than it is now, but I think it'd be fun, you know, to do something and just one day get to say, like, oh, you know, I used to be a model and I used to get to do things and take cool pictures, and it's just fun, you know?
Well, it's important that the people that are taking the pictures and all that, you have control of your pictures. It's important that you talk to people like Screwdriver and I, who have no interest in making a nickel off you. We have no sponsors at all. You have to make sure you surround yourself with good people.
She's actually hooked up, Bill, with guy that I will I promote often because he takes the pictures of Kasha.
Oh, okay. It's good
Ryan,
to know
Ryan,
that
Ryan's a good guy, Bill.
Okay, it's good to know that there's people out there that you can trust. That's the secret to everything in here. And then going on shows like this and we're talking today about the Marine Corps birthday. Do you have anybody in your family that was in the Marine Corps? Cousins, uncles, nephews, grandfathers?
Not that I know of.
Nobody. How about any military? Anybody in your family military?
Yeah, my grandpa was. He was in World War II.
What service was he in?
I'd have to ask my mom. I'm not quite sure, but he was in the hospital.
This is Marine Corps birthday, but we do acknowledge all veterans. We always encourage everybody to. Is this something we'd like you to think about doing?
As we're talking to you, Bill's looking at your pictures again.
Okay.
Encourage you to find a local VA hospital and on your day off or something, stop by for about 5 or 10 minutes if it's not too much out of your way. Walk inside and say hello to some of the troops there. And then, of course, all the veterans, well, the veteran programs that we do every time I'm on stage speaking, I have girls with me.
The only advice I could give Nessa on that one, Bill, is
what's that?
Okay, is if you're gonna go in there and, mm-hmm. and you're gonna dress and I would say, looking at these pictures, I know it's cold where you're at right now, but you could probably use that one shot where you're laying on the couch with the black mm-hmm. top on.
Mhm. Oh yeah. Okay.
That'll draw attention to you, and you'll accomplish two things. You'll make someone's day, and you'll make their day even brighter when you say hello.
Are you familiar with any of the motorcycle organizations in your area?
What's that?
Are you familiar with any of the motorcycle organizations in your area? Any of the bikers?
No, not really. I know we have like a Harley Davidson store.
Well, you know, we have a lot of motorcycle riders who are veterans, and we do a lot of veteran programs. This is stuff that you might want to just kind of dial in, check in, and, you know, maybe hand some prizes out, something like that. Start getting your word out like that. Going to Harley-Davidson Bar, I'm not that sure about, but the charity runs we all go on, this is something you might want to look at, because that's exposure. And being at the charity motorcycle runs, that's where the motorcycle magazines are.
Right. Because
that's exposure too. Positive
exactly.
exposure. Positive.
And she's getting exposure through Ryan right now because I put her on the I made her babe of the day on 11/5 done for all day Saturday, and she got 4,332 hits. People want to see some more shots, some more pictures of you.
Okay,
so,
that's really crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, risky to naughty.
No, to wherever you feel comfortable.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, don't listen to anybody's advice. Wherever you
no.
feel comfortable, always.
And
that's
if
the best way to do it.
Yeah, and if you're working with Ryan knows mm-hmm. the kind of shots.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a real cool guy.
I'm a real proponent of sensuality over blatant sexuality.
I think Pete woke up.
Pete from Boston's around again.
Yeah.
Pete, you still with us?
Yeah, I fell
asleep earlier on the phone. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You want to tell us who we speak to right now?
Pete, this is Nessa. She's taking some pictures. She was actually babe of the day on 11/5. And Ryan, are you planning on any more shots with Nessa?
No, I got to tell you a little story about her. I met her actually walking across the street and just upright walked up to her and said, "Hey, you know, I realize you don't know who the hell I am or what I stand for, but have you ever thought about being a model?" So naturally she blushed and giggled, and I saw her several more times where she kind of ignored me, thinking I was some kind of creepo. But finally she looked at Kasha's site, and we got together. The photo shoot that you guys have is the first time she has ever had her pictures taken, and honestly, when we got together, we didn't think any of them were going to turn out. I took right at 325 pictures, and 280 of them are how many that she likes. So, you know, for being the first time she'd ever done a shoot, for never modeling before, I mean, I did it with a $200 camera, no lighting, nothing. It's just spur-of-the-moment type of a deal. So I think she's going to go somewhere. I'm hoping to get some more shots of her, and I think she's a natural. So we're going to work on getting some more and try to get some more out there. She told me that within the next couple months, preferably when it's a little warmer, but she really wants to do a killer bike shoot. So we're going to start lining that up and see if we can't get her on a good-looking chopper here pretty quick.
Cool. Yeah, the more pictures on motorcycles and the way things are, Ryan knows how to take those shots. And I suggest you just put yourself in his hands and trust him, and we'll make it work for you.
Yeah, I think it'll go good.
And which
Ryan's
state are you
really
calling
this guy
from?
Oh, sorry.
She's in Colorado.
He's
good at what he does.
Well, thank you, both of you. Bill, I appreciate you saying something like that. That means a lot.
No,
hey Ryan.
I'm telling you, man, and I hope Kasha gets better fast.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, hold on, Ryan. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Pete? How's it going, man?
It's going. I'm tired. Thanks for the comment on my page earlier about my film.
Oh, you bet, man. I'm hoping I can hook up with you and get a copy of that.
Yeah, I'll get you a copy of that, bro.
Okay.
Not feeling too good tonight.
Yeah, well,
anyway, hey, we have another caller. She was going to call in earlier, but she just called in now. Jesse, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Jesse, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from North County, San Diego, California.
Jesse. Oh, Jesse. I'm sorry, Jesse.
You know,
I didn't notice the thing. Okay,
it's
sorry.
So many women, so little time, Bill. I know how it is.
Well, no, he's still in shock over the porn star that was on for almost an hour and a half
nice
earlier.
Lady. Very nice lady. It was a good interview. Hey, what you doing? What's new with the world of pigs, Harley Davidson? In case you don't know, this is Jesse Gunn, the event coordinator for the authorized dealership here in San Diego, probably the premier authorized motorcycle dealership at all of San Diego. How's that for announcement, dear?
That's beautiful, Bill. Thank you. It's
oh,
going
you know,
really
he's
well.
Just trying to get a hug and a kiss when
oh,
he sees you. You know that. See, I got offered to go wake her up in the morning, Bill.
Wow.
Did
is there a sign-up sheet for that? I mean, how do I get involved with
that? That's not exactly what was said. He asked if I needed a hug. I said I could use one tomorrow. It's going really well. We did a phenomenal run event last weekend, a poker run. We had over 100 riders called Wings, Wheels, and Warriors, and it all went to benefit the Veterans Research Corporation and Veterans Medical Research Foundation. They are both 501c3s, despite the corporation in their name. Just bad call on their end, I think. But nonprofit organizations that are making strides in privately funded medical research, which actually usually goes leaps and bounds beyond government-funded medical research. So,
well, actually,
you know.
there is no. It takes like the one I was telling you about. You know, the wheelchairs. You know, it takes 9 months a year for a veteran to get a wheelchair. 9 months to a year.
Paper trail.
That's it. Paper trail. So
it's
we're gonna
really
like on December. I want you to go up to that other ride with me for the help. It's called the Help Ride, and what they do is they get they take donated wheelchairs, refurbish them, take them to the VA, and I got to get them to start doing that with the strippers, Bill, and handing out the wheelchairs. They just gave a guy, what was it, Korea? He's been waiting 7 years for the VA to okay. He's a Korea War vet, highly decorated, waiting to get the okay to get a wheelchair. When he was in the elevator with his daughter and two granddaughters, and they were pushing him around, and the daughter, it was hot and stuff, and the kids weren't behaving, and she said, I just wish you had a different chair, you know. And this lady was on the elevator with her husband. They followed him out to the parking lot. The wife stopped him, and the husband went to the van and came over and gave him a wheelchair and spent 15 minutes teaching him how to use it. And Bill and I met the guy the other day.
That's
very good,
that's
organization.
Phenomenal.
They're out to just get things done. The red tape with the government, they're just going to say, look at some things just take too long. This is a nonprofit organization. They're out there just helping people that have the needs.
Well, you know,
Jesse, you think we're getting rain this weekend?
Yes, we're going to get rain this weekend. We're supposed to get rain on Saturday, so we're moving. I know all you hardcore bikers out there will still be riding, so we'll still be feeding everybody, and there will be an acoustic set with the last call inside, just in case you want to stop off somewhere and get warm.
Or a hug.
But, you know, on the wheelchair thing, I wanted to say, you know, it kind of blows my mind. We did a fundraiser with the Booze Fighters a while back to get enough money for a wheelchair for a gentleman who his insurance would not pay for he's a 28-year-old guy. He wanted to be able to, you know, like get into some of the races and things like that because his body was atrophying so bad. And they would not pay for anything. This is privatization. You know, they wouldn't pay for anything but an electric wheelchair because he lost both his legs. How absurd is that? And he wanted a speed chair so that he could continue to strive and continue to set goals for himself and reach goals and that kind of thing. So you know, whether it's government or it's private insurance, the system is just broken, you know?
Jesse, I was going to ask you a question. How's your Women of the Harleys group? Is that growing? Or do you find that the women in Harley, that's starting to slow down a little bit? I don't mean the Hog Chapter people, just the women of the Harley. Is that growing in your area, or is that starting to decline a little bit?
I'm seeing it grow. I'm seeing women, and I'm actually seeing women who are buying a little smarter as well. You know, I mean, I've seen some women on some V rods because they're low. Some of us are petite, you know. And I've seen women on like Dynas and Fat Boys and things that they can slam a little lower. They aren't going straight for the sporties like once they did. You know, they're really, well, you know, Malia, she got her, you know, she spent a lot of time with you about her bike too, Bill. You know, I mean, yes, she's petite. She's like 5 foot nothing, you know, but she went for a bike that suited her in the long run. And I'm seeing it grow. I'm seeing women riders. I'm seeing the numbers increase from my perspective.
That's good, because this weekend the Graveyard Gamblers, they're having a run down to Flint Springs, is it, Philip? Yeah.
Yes.
I was interested in going down there, but I think come Saturday afternoon it's going to be raining hard. I want to point out quickly to all of our Mexican brothers down there that the Rocky Point Putaponasca run is going on this weekend. I will not be there this weekend, but I hope everybody has a great time. For you Americans that get enough huevos to go down to Rocky Point, or if you're not familiar with Rocky Point Putaponasca, if you understand a little basic Espanol, check that up on the website. That is one of the best rides going on mainland Mexico. But this weekend I will not make it, and I'm probably going to do the Graveyard Gamblers run either because I think the rain's going to be really hard.
John sent a memo out on that today, Bill. It's a rain or shine event.
Yeah, yes. Well, I'm talking about 2 inches of rain.
Bikers don't melt.
I mean, let me explain something to you.
School me, Bill. School me.
Chaps on. I'm going to put my gear on. I'm going to continue, or I'm going to go home. Now, that's A. B, I wake up, it's pouring ass rain. I'm going to turn around and go back to bed. That's the way.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to get caught in the rain, because my gear's always with me. But if it's just pouring ass rain, just going to go back to bed.
And you know, Jesse, okay. I received an email today from a guy named Frank Palangi. We've had him on the phone. I think you've talked to him once or twice already.
Yes.
He's looking to come out to California and do some gigs. So we're gonna see if we can hook him up with a guy up north and get him over here. And we're trying to get Baker and a couple other guys out, and maybe, you know, Mike P's schedule. He played on the 25th. He's playing at the Whiskey, and he might be down next weekend. And if he is, I'm going to see if I can get him to take a ride over there with me.
And don't forget
Attica 7, Rusty's band is playing tonight, and their new lead singer is Evan Seinfeld from Biohazard.
Wow, right on.
They're playing the Whiskey tonight.
Excellent. I would love to meet Mike P, too. I would really dig that.
Yeah, he's supposed to be bringing me some CDs that are autographed for certain people, and you're one of them.
Do you think he might be at the 20th? Maybe tell Jesse about
that.
Jesse, pay attention to this one, sweets.
Yeah, Rusty's having his open house on the 20th, which is a Sunday, next weekend.
Okay.
And if you wanna go, you can follow Bill and I up there, that one.
A few TV stars, movie stars, a few of the Sons of Anarchy, a few bands, a little this, a little that. Unless you're afraid. Not afraid, are you?
I'm not afraid of much, Bill, except the dentist. Hey, really quick, can I plug a ride real quick?
Plug anything you want.
December 10th is the 6th annual Toy Store Invasion ride. There's no ride fee. The ride literally goes straight to Walmart. They shut down 5 or 6 checkout lanes for us, and we... you go in and you buy a toy, and that's basically your ride fee. There's a truck that follows. We load the truck up, and we go straight down to Rady's Children's Hospital. The differentiation between this ride and some other rides, all the toy runs are phenomenal. Everybody should support all of them that they can. The blanket runs, all of them. But what I want to say about this is a really incredible ride because you actually get to see the kids from Rady Children's Hospital come out and pick a gift off the tables. And that's kind of a really cool experience. You get to meet the families and you get to meet the kids that aren't in critical or in isolation units. And they're not at Rady Children's Hospital, quite frankly, if they're not pretty critical. But if they're in isolation units, obviously we don't get to see them. But the ones that aren't in isolation actually get to come out and pick their gifts. And then it goes back to Biggs for a big celebration. And it's a really incredible ride. So that's the summer.
Yeah, see, that's in Thunder Press, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It'll also be on the blog if she remembers to send me the flyer.
So, Jesse, it's in Thunder Press now, right, that run?
It is.
Because I was saying that because I was showing that to two Marines today, and I invited them to come on down. But I have no flyers at the shop. Maybe you can shoot some over next time I stop by and pick up my parts from Biggs Harley-Davidson San Marcos, premier motorcycle. I say California. Let's say all of California. Yes, indeedy. You know why I go...
Yeah, because she gives you a hug when you walk in the door.
I go there because the most beautiful women work at Biggs Harley-Davidson.
Because she gives you a hug when you walk in the door, Bill.
Well, I go in her office and... Oh, I can't talk.
Oh, my goodness.
You've been there,
well,
too?
Dirty dog. You dirty dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Good eyes for me. Oh, my.
Well, she's got two. One on you and
hey.
One on me.
Yes.
So, hey, you have a run coming up. Too with the Pioneers, don't you, Bill, at Kennedy's?
We do. It's not until December. I wasn't going to mention like that. I don't want to mention my little run compared to the Biggs Harley-Davidson authorized dealership runs, which are just so professionally put on and wonderful entertainment. Wonderful MC, Jesse Gunn herself. I have one in December, but I'll talk about it later because, you know, it's kind of pale in comparison to Biggs Harley-Davidson big runs.
Oh, stop, Bill. You're going to make me blush.
Well, you know, and you're getting a little better when you get up there and you talk. You know that, right?
Well,
I forgot to tell you that.
At least I don't feel quite like I'm going to pass out. Now I just feel like I might be sick. honestly, what helps with that is the events that we're doing, we have really, really solid causes behind them. When I came on board at Biggs, they kind of, you know, one of the things I really want to say about Richard, the owner, is he got behind me and said, okay, if you want to make all these to the benefit of somebody else, do it. Because, you know, that's the marketing we need to be doing in the motorcycle community is for the community. You know, we have the privilege of being on bikes and being around an incredible community of people. We need to make sure that benefits something beyond ourselves. So it's easier when you have a great cause to talk about and you're surrounded by great people. I mean, Bill showed up at the last run. Bill was out there. Randy 12 from Quick Throttle. You know, Jeff Flame from Southern California Biker Information Guide. You know, he ranks right up there with you guys. It's just a phenomenal group of people that come out to support these events. And they had another Toys for Tots was that day. I mean, you know, it's just incredible. The dedication in this community is unlike any you'll find anywhere else.
Yeah, you know, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, Jeff informed me that I'm going to be Biker of the Quarter in the magazine.
Yay! You absolutely should be.
Yeah.
Can I get an autograph picture, sir?
Sure you can.
Thank you very
much. Those are the pictures we took over there by the garage, the parking garage.
Right on.
So they're the double shadow pictures, which they're actually cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, dear, if you get a chance and you think of it, would you ring Bill up at the shop?
Kyle.
Or ring Kyle up at the shop?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, not about no damn parts.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah. You're still there.
No. Okay.
Yeah, if you would or I'll have Kyle call you, but it seems that you tell me the parts are there, and those guys are telling Bill the parts aren't there.
I called him again today. No, the parts aren't in, Bill.
No, honey. I didn't say the parts were there. I said I would get them there, but that they hadn't been double ordered.
Oh, okay. Then I misunderstood. I apologize. I stand corrected. And
once again, you stuck your foot in your mouth. I hope you're happy.
She gets two hugs.
You know, Jess, you're a very brave person. You know, the last 15 minutes of the show, Philip gets totally naked, don't you? Right now, he's sitting in front of you.
Good Lord.
Between him and I, so we're not. He's talking to you. Everything, it's right out there in front of you. Look a little closer, girl. Buck naked right here, girl.
On that note, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Nessa and Ryan, if you guys could arrange and be together Tuesday and call in Tuesday, and I want to go a different direction. I'll let you know over the weekend which way I want to go with that, but I want you guys to call in Tuesday. MC, I want you to call in Tuesday too, probably around 6:30. Okay.
Sounds good, man.
Okay.
I want to thank all of our listeners tonight. I want to listen to everybody that called in. We appreciate that. Not everybody wants to talk first, but I assure you, hey, we're just like your neighbors. We want to know what's on your mind tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, what affects you in New York today affects us in California tomorrow, and vice versa, good boys and girls.
So I want to say goodnight to Brad, goodnight to MC, Nessa. If you can get a hold of Ryan over the weekend, he'll tell you what the particulars are.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, and we'll talk to everybody soon. I'm going to take us out, Bill, with a little Toby Keith, and this one's courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Patriotic sound there. I want to thank all veterans, and especially happy birthday to all you Marines out there.
Well, thank you,
from
sir.
From one Army guy to all you Marines, happy birthday. Sound it out there.
Okay,
here
we'll
go.
Talk to you later.
All right.
If it don't make you feel good, there's something wrong with you.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye. And live happy in a
good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys. Thanks again.
Okay. Here, you want to check out that video?
Yeah.
I've seen him do that on a fucking bag. It's crazy. Wow.
No guarantee in this world.
No. So how's
Oh, yeah.